In some ways, I'm a little disappointed with the timing of today's text. It seems to me Matthew 10, 16 through 25 might have been last Friday's text. Perhaps you recall, the service was excellent, Dr. Nordling's sermon wonderful, and we celebrated the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. But above all, we were rejoicing in God's faithfulness as we recognized seven candidates who had been placed into Christ's service in a variety of settings. We even got a glimpse of the reclusive academic dean as he read the charge to the candidates. I must admit the few times that I've filled in for Dr. Wenthe in issuing the charge to the candidates have been some of the most emotional moments that I've experienced in my decade and a half here as a professor. All of my work in curriculum development, assessment, course design, and teaching suddenly evaporates in the midst of those incredibly pointed words that remind me, and hopefully everybody else that are hearing them, of what this seminary is ultimately about, preparing pastors for service in Christ's church. So if you would indulge me, please listen to them again, or for the first time, if you were despising the word last Friday, and listen to them carefully. Go then, take heed unto thyself and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made thee an overseer, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Feed the flock of Christ, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lord over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, thou shalt receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The Lord bless thee from on high, and make thee a blessing unto many, that thou mayest bring forth fruit, and that thy fruit may remain unto eternal life. Those are beautiful, rousing words. And then Jesus speaks, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in the synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake." Maybe it's a good thing we didn't have this text on Friday. The guys who were here might have thought twice about following through on this ministry thing. In a way, you have to be kind of crazy to stay with this. After all, Jesus is clear about what will happen to you as pastors. Persecution will come. And it's not limited to pastors, of course. Persecution will come to you deaconesses and you lay people as well. Hated by all. What a cheering entry into ministry. Sheep in the midst of wolves. I've always been intrigued by that wolves part, frankly. Who are the wolves? Oh, yeah, there are those who will take you to court and beat you unjustly. Hopefully not literally, but figuratively. But you never know. And yes, there are plenty of alligators out there in the congregations just waiting to devour you. No doubt about it. But who is the biggest threat to your ministry? Who is wolf number one? I'd say it's you. If we're honest, we know that we are our own worst enemies. A few years ago, my pastor had a line in a sermon that changed my life. He described the disciples as being reliably unreliable. And he was right. The disciples are a mess. They worry only about their own bellies, forget about the people Christ has sent them to serve. They argue about who is the greatest among them. And there's Jesus standing right in their midst. The disciples are reliably unreliable. And you know, frankly, those are the kind of people I like to be around because they make me feel good about myself. I find somebody who's in worse shape than I am, and then my imperfections don't seem quite so bad. We put on the game face, the public face, in the midst of a world that can be utterly overwhelming and terrifying. Yes, at the macro scale, where there's war in Afghanistan and riots in Toronto, but things get more personal for us, and the fears that taunt us and give us terror in the night, they're everywhere. Unemployment at record highs. How will I pay my bills? If I get that call finally, will the church be able to meet its budget? Will it be able to pay me? Will my wife ever be able to stay at home with our children? Will I get that call? We are the unreliable ones, reliable in that unreliability. But when we begin to see that and understand it, we see how this text is pure promise. We talk about a theology of the cross. This is a theology of the cross, and as such, it is promise. For under the cross, that which the world declares to be weak is strong, and that which Satan says is foolish is wise. Here's how Jesus puts it. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. And what is our master like? Christ denied his life and took up his cross. As Dr. Scarry has said it, God's glory is not found in the creation of the magnificent heavens and earth. His glory was coming down to live a life of wretchedness with us wretched human beings. In Christ, God himself has taken up his cross. For God is the one who denies himself and takes up your cross. God takes up his cross because that is of his very nature and essence. Not living for himself, but living, suffering, dying, and living now for you. We are reliably unreliable. Christ drives away all doubt with the word of his promise. And so the Christ who fulfilled his promise to deliver you from the things that would devour you also promises his presence always, even in the midst of the difficulties and trials of your ministry and challenging life. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.